Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It is currently about 12 minutes past 10 o'clock. I have a couple of guests on the phone today. We have, first of all, Patty Finan. She is going to be talking to us about some of the things coming up at Huron City. One of them, Through the Thumb Music Makers, will be featuring Bill Russell, who is also on the line with us. We're going to be talking about the concert coming up next week. I'd like to thank you both for being with us today.
Thanks for having us, Gary.
First of all, I guess we should go into the concert next week. When and where?
It's going to be held at the Huron City Church on next Wednesday, July 6th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be Bill on the acoustic guitar.
And how people get tickets in advance? Do they get them at the gate? How do they do that?
It's going to be at the door, and it'll be $10 for adults and $5 for students. So if you love guitar music, it's a time to come out and kind of extend the holiday weekend a little bit.
And it is indoors, so there's no problem with weather.
This weather, correct. Yep, it'll be in the Huron City Church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I guess, Bill, what type of music would be performing? I understand it could be a whole variety.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's all going to be solo guitar, solo acoustic guitar. The first half is mostly going to be all classical music, mostly from the classical guitar repertoire. But scattered in there, there'll be some Bach and some Barrios and stuff like that. And then there'll be an intermission, and then the second half is going to be mostly like Chet Atkins-type music, pop tunes and some originals. There'll be some hymns in the second half, some arrangements, and more of a variety in the second half.
For the layperson...
So, Bill, do you write your own music?
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
Do you write your own music, Bill?
I do write my own music. There'll be a few... originals.
Very good.
And I also do a lot of arranging. I'm currently working on the album of all hymns, so I'm arranging a bunch of the old standard hymns, and I'll probably play a few of those also.
Oh, great.
Is it difficult to take something like a hymn or Bach or whatever and turn it into an acoustic guitar performance?
The Bach, like the Bach I will be playing is from the third cello suite. So the issues you have with the Bach are mostly you have to fill in the harmonies. I mean, you hate to touch a master like Bach, but to make it sound a little better on guitar, I'll add some bass notes just to fill in the harmonies. And when it comes to hymns, that's a little bit easier, but depending on the hymn, you know, you have to find the right key, that the way it will sound better on guitar. So I guess both ways, you know, either like a Bach or even a hymn, they have their challenges.
Because...
some work and some don't.
Acoustic guitar wasn't, you know, big around Bach's time. You know, they had some type of stringed instruments, but not the acoustic guitars we have today.
Yeah, not the modern guitar. They had a lute, and Bach wrote for the lute, but also, too, Bach would... write a tune, and he would arrange it for cello, violin, and, you know, he'd switch the instruments. So I think if there was a guitar back then, Bach would have wrote for it. So I don't think he'd have a problem with people playing his music on guitar today, because, you know, it's more the music than it is the instrument.
Well, there's been some rock adaptations, but few and far between. Do you just do the music? Is there any singing involved in this?
There will be no singing. Mostly, every time I play, it's all solo acoustic guitar.
Okay. And how do you set up the performance? Do you try to, you know, make a flow of it, or does it just kind of go back and forth because you're going to such varying styles?
Yeah, well, I try to map out a rough flow, but it always changes. Depending on the audience, you know, I'll tailor it more for the audience and what it seems
that they're enjoying, or you know, what it seems like they'd like to hear. So it changes, but I have a rough plan before I start.
How did you get into this? I mean, this is obviously something that not anybody can just get up and do on a professional level.
Well, I started playing piano when I was a little kid, and I got a guitar when I was 13, and I guess I just fell in love with it, and I played in rock bands, electric guitar and all that. But then when I was 18, a friend of mine let me borrow his classical guitar. And he let me borrow it because he was going on vacation, and I had to promise him I wouldn't touch it. So as soon as he left, I grabbed it, and I started playing it, and I fell in love with it. And shortly after that, I decided that I'd like to give this a really good shot, and I applied for some music schools on the East Coast, and I got accepted into the Boston Conservatory of Music, which at the time, and they still do, they have a real good guitar program. So that's how I got started in it. I went away to school and studied it to make it a career. For many years after the Boston Conservatory, I went to Florida State University. I got a full ride, and I got my master's at Florida State. And, you know, I wanted to do it for a living, but as many musicians find out, it's kind of tough. So nowadays, I do it as much as I can, and I have a daytime job to pay the bills.
Okay, and you travel regionally, or do you go across the whole country?
It's mostly regionally, especially nowadays, and especially during the summer. There's a lot of Michigan venues, outdoor venues and that, like a lot of folk venues and jazz venues that will have solo guitars, and that seems to fit pretty well. The audience seems to like it. So mostly nowadays, it's local.
Do you find playing at like these festivals and that they don't always have the most even the church isn't air conditioned? You can have humidity problems. Does this affect your guitar?
Sometimes it does. Sometimes I have a lot of tuning issues in the beginning of a concert, but the guitar I use nowadays, it's a custom-made guitar by a man named Kirk Sand, and this guitar doesn't really have the humidity issues that a normal acoustic will have. This guitar is it's kind of a hybrid. Kirk Sand actually invented this guitar for Chet Atkins, and it's a copy of Chet's guitar, and it's real shallow, and it doesn't have a hole in the front face, so it seems to fight off any of the normal issues you'd have with humidity or any kind of weather issues as far as the tuning, and it holds pretty true. Once it's in tune, it holds pretty true.
Do you use steel strings or do you use the more traditional?
The traditional nylon string. Everything, the scale, the neck scale, and neck length is all traditional classical, which is wider than a steel string guitar, but it helps, you know, because you're playing with all your fingers, both right hand and left hand. So it's, other than looking at it, the scale and everything is a traditional classical guitar.
Now, is there, you know, there's acoustic guitars, and then there's a different kind of guitar they use for, like, that Spanish flamenco thing. Which way do you go with this?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I used to play the flamenco, and I used to be in a few flamenco groups. Now, looking at, like, say, a traditional classical guitar and a flamenco guitar, looking at it, it'd be hard for a layperson to tell the difference. The scale and the size are identical. The difference, the main difference between the classical and the flamenco would be the bracing on the underside of the face, and then the wood that the guitar is made out of. Where a flamenco would be more brighter, real punchy and loud, a classical would be more mellow and smooth.
So there's a subtle difference that visually the average person might not note, but they might once you start playing it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Maybe from the sound you could tell easier than from looking at it.
Do you vary your, do you like take requests when you're there, or is it pretty much scripted out?
Well, a lot of times, maybe during intermission, somebody may have a request. But usually it's all mapped out. But I do occasionally get a request, and usually, like, people, there's certain tunes that people want to hear, like Classical Gas is a popular one. So I try to include those in the program already.
And do you have to do it traditionally, or do you kind of make it your own?
Oh, no. The classical side, well, that's even hard to say, too. The classical part of the program will be more closer to the original, whereas the second half, the more with the pop tunes and the hymns and that, are all, they're my arrangements, and I take a lot of freedom in some of them.
Because that's where the artistry comes in. Anybody can, you know, follow sheet music or whatever. It's when you start creating on your own.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's how I try to do it, because I do believe that that is where the artistry does come in.
How long have you been doing this?
Performing professionally?
Yep, and when did they get you started for the parents out there thinking, I want my kid to play an instrument?
I started playing professionally when I was about 18. But, I started guitar when I was 13. With guitar, it's hard if you're too young, unless your parents are guitar teachers or can play, because you have the tuning issue. And then you also have a size issue with the size of your hands compared to the guitar. At a younger age, it's harder to play.
Yeah, they can't scale it down and then enlarge it as you get older. You're basically stuck with the full-grown instrument.
Pretty much. They do have three-quarter size, but it's still tricky, and you have the tuning issue. Whereas, like piano, I mean, it's in tune pretty much, and then it stays that way.
Well, if you've ever had a piano, they don't necessarily stay that way. But
and actually, I do, and mine's pretty bad, too.
But they stay in tune longer than most instruments seem to.
Yeah.
And so you play the piano as well?
Well, I started out with a piano. We had a piano at the house, and I kind of gravitated toward it and messed around with it. And, my mom played piano a little bit, so she showed me some things. And that's kind of where the music started. But it wasn't serious until I picked up a guitar.
And how early in your musical endeavors were you starting to create? Because usually when you're being taught, it's by rote. This is the way it's written, this is the way you do it. And did you start off early kind of making things up on your own?
Kind of, yeah. I wrote a few songs, when I was a kid, in the beginning. And then when I played electric guitar, of course I wrote some stuff, but I went away to the music conservatory. Forget that. They frowned upon that. So those years, it was pretty much by the book, exactly the way it's written, and no creativity. But since then, since I graduated, I kind of went back to writing again and, taking liberties with some of the music.
Is that a rigid part of it, just so you learn the basics right, so that you're not stumbling when you do try to create?
Yeah, exactly. You need to learn it. You need to learn it well and correctly. And then you can deviate later.
Find what works for you and what flows for you.
Yeah, but you have to have a good knowledge of the basics and the traditional correct way to do it.
Yeah, if you don't have the basics as to how the instrument should actually be played, you're kind of at a handicap from the beginning.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And do each guitar seems to have its own personality? You've said you've done electric guitar and the others. Do you have to adapt to the new instrument?
Oh, yeah. Even to separate acoustic guitars. You got to find the personality. You got to find out where on the neck you get certain sweet tones, because you can play the same note a few different places on the neck. But if depending on the sound that you hear in your head, you're going to go one place or another, and it may change between instruments. So I've played arrangements on one guitar, played it for years, and then get a new guitar, and then have to change that arrangement because it just doesn't sound right.
And can you hear that while you're doing it? Because, you know, sometimes instruments are designed that they spread the sound forward, and you're a little up and away from it.
Yeah.
Do you hear that right away when there's a problem, or?
You mean if it's...
I mean, you know, does somebody have to tell you this isn't working, or do you hear it right away?
Oh, no, you hear it. Yeah, well, and also, too, a way to check is recording it. You get better, more like audience perspective if you record it. But yeah, you know, you can tell by what you have to know what's in your head, how you want to hear it. Then you got to find that sound. So it would be harder for somebody. I mean, like maybe my wife can tell me, hey, you know, that doesn't sound right, just because she knows what I'm looking for or what I hear. You know, she knows better what I normally want to hear.
Or that look on her face.
I'm sorry, what?
Or that look on her face, that's not right.
Which, that happens a lot.
When you're doing a performance, does it make a difference? Because the church is going to have some pretty good acoustics, but if you're performing, say, outdoors, it's a whole different game.
Yeah, absolutely. And depending on the acoustics, it also will change the tempo, because it depends on the reverberation. Like when I was in New England area, the churches were smaller and they typically all would. And you get so much reverberation, you'd have to slow it down, otherwise it'd be real muddy. So the acoustics of the church or of the room will change it some. And also too, the size, of course, it depends, you know, like some frequencies will be bounced back louder or just be more dominant than others. So you kind of have to get used to the room, and you kind of have to move around a little bit as far as where your sitting position is to tune yourself to the room. And as far as outside, you know, usually it's all amplification, and you don't have so much of that, but sometimes, too, it depends on the outside.
Hey, we're going to pause for 60 seconds, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance, because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
It is the bottom of the hour, 10:30, and we are back here on our What Do You Think program. Our guests today include... Bill Russell. He's going to be performing next week at the church at Huron City, and also we have Patty Finan on the phone, and she is with the Thumb Music Makers, and they are presenting this concert and some others later in the season. Now, Bill, are you going to give us a little clue on what you might be performing this coming Wednesday, a week from today?
Sure. I'm going to be playing, like I mentioned before, the first half will be classical music, the second half will be more pop stuff. But one of the greatest classical guitarists, name was Andre Segovia, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners are familiar with Segovia's music. I'll be playing a lot of the tunes that he made famous. One in particular is Leyenda, which is probably the most recognizable classical guitar tune there is. And I'll be playing that one. And I'll be playing, like I said before, Bach. I'll be playing something from the third cello suite, the Beret. He wrote two Berets for that, which is unusual. The first one's in major, the second one's in minor. And unlike most Berets, there's just one movement, and then you move on. But this one has two. So too. So it's kind of interesting. I'll be playing that. I'll also be playing a classical guitar tune in the first half, very famous from the movie The Deer Hunter. It's called Cavatina, and very famous song. I'm sure if you don't recognize the name, you'll recognize the melody as soon as you hear it. In the second half, like I mentioned before, I'll be playing a lot of Chet Atkins stuff. Chet arranged many pop tunes, one of them being Cheek to Cheek, Dancing Cheek to Cheek, which I'll be playing that. I'll probably do his rendition of Mr. Bojangles. Like I mentioned before, I'll be playing classical gas. That'll be more my arrangement of the great Mason Williams song. And maybe I'll throw in some Stevie Wonder arrangements I did, and some Beatles stuff. I guess we'll have to see how the evening goes.
Is this what makes playing the guitar interesting for you? Is you're not just stuck in one genre, one era? You can go anywhere you really want?
Yeah, which is nice. And when I graduated from college, I was mostly doing all classical music concerts. And then from living here in Michigan and different opportunities that came up, I kind of started moving more towards the pop venue. But recently I've been booked a lot of concerts playing classical, which is kind of nice because it brought me back into that genre, playing that music, which I truly love. It also, you know, it gives me a nice big variety to choose from. So I am not stuck in any certain genre, which is nice because I have a lot of freedom.
And you kind of tailor then your performance to the audience you believe you're going to have.
Exactly. And it also allows me to change it if the audience I think I'm going to have turns out to be different. I can change it to be more suited towards the audience that shows up.
Oh, terrific. This is going to be a week from today, 7 o'clock at the church at Huron City. Is this your first time performing at Huron City?
It is. I'm looking forward to it. Me and my wife are coming up early. We're going to hang out there for the day and spend the night and hang out there for the next day. Really looking forward to it.
Well, we look forward.
Play, was it Lexington or Port Sanilac last year?
I'm sorry, can you say that again, Patty?
Was it Lexington or Port Sanilac that you played last year?
Well, I played both, but I think the concert you're talking about is the one I played in Port Sanilac. That's how you heard about me. That was an all-classical concert, and it was in, okay, I think, January. But in Lexington, I do play Lexington a lot because they have the Thumb Fest in Lexington. I've probably played there maybe 8 years now. I frequent there a lot.
Well, we look forward to hearing from you on Wednesday, a week from today, here on City Church, and we do thank you for taking time with us today, Bill.
Thank you, and I look forward to coming out there and having fun.
Thanks again.
Enjoy.
Patty?
Yeah.
It was a good talk with Bill Russell. You do have some other things you wanted to let people know of, that the Thumb Music Makers and other things going on at Huron City.
Right. I just wanted to let everyone know that the museums will be open for tours on Friday and Saturday of July and August, so they'll be open this Friday. And they will be giving tours, you know, through, I'm not sure what the prices are this year, but the descendants of Langdon Hubbard who founded the town are the people giving the tour, so it would be an interesting twist on getting their perspective, having grown up there, so that would be fun. And we also do have two more concerts coming up from the Thumb Music Makers. We're a group of about five people that get together as needed. We started in 2008 and had our first concerts in 2009. And that was the 338th Army Band Tuba Quartet was the first one that we had, and was a lot of fun. And the Blue Water Woodwind Quintet came and played in 2009. And then 2010, we brought back the 338th entire band out on the lawn of Seven Gables, and that was a fabulous concert. And we had Bill Denbrock play in the church in 2010, last year. And then this year, we're going to have Boogie Woogie Piano with Matthew Ball, and that will be Thursday, August 4th at 7 o'clock at the church, and that's also $10 for adults and $5 for students.
And so Matt will be playing the 1893 Steinway that's in the church, and that was a wedding gift to Frank Hubbard and his wife. And so it'll be interesting to hear. I mean, it's got a beautiful sound, and so it'll be fun to have it being jazzed up a little bit with some boogie-woogie piano. And then we also are going to have a concert in Harbor Beach on August 18th, and that's the Blue Water Woodwind Quintet coming back, plus one, and that'll be Thursday, August 18th at 7 o'clock at the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church in Harbor Beach, and that'll be a free will donation. So two concerts coming up in August. August 4th is Matt Ball at the Huron City Church, and August 18th is the Blue Water Woodwind Quintet at the Lighthouse Assembly of God Church in Harbor Beach. So we've got some ones coming up. We hope everybody comes out and supports them, and it'll help us to bring back more concerts in the future. The members of the Thumb Music Makers are Wendy Zick and Dean Smith from Port Hope, Mary Caperi from Harbor Beach, and Mary Barnes and myself from Port Austin. So we also arranged to have the Saginaw Valley State University, I lost it right there for a minute, sorry, SVSU's Chorale Group come, and the Court Street Sax Quartet came up in March and played a concert for the kids at the Baddock School, and that was a lot of fun. And then we had a concert in the evening too, and they were wonderful. The kids were very good watching, and the people performing were wonderful too. So we had a lot of fun for that, and we might be bringing them back up to Port Austin at some point in the future for another concert. But we just wanted to get the word out, let everybody know that it's coming. A week from today is the acoustic guitar with Bill Russell, and that'll be at 7 o'clock at Huron City. $10 for adults and $5 for students.
And if people are interested in becoming part of the Thumb Music Makers, are you looking for more volunteers?
We can always use help. We just get together, like I said, as we need to plan the concerts and try to bring in more groups. And so our goal is just to try to bring quality music to the area, and also to help children to get inspired to either play or sing or get involved in the arts in any way. So if you'd like to join, just let me know. My number is 989-738-8736, and that's Patty Finan. And if you want to get involved or whatever or help us out, just let us know. We'd love to have you.
Well, I appreciate you taking time today, Patty, and hope for a good turnout next Wednesday.
I'm hoping we're going to have a good crowd. I'm thinking people will stay all week for the vacation, for the holiday, and we'll give them something else to do on Wednesday night.
Excellent. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Craig.
Mm-hmm. Our guest today on the program has been Patty Finan. She is with the Thumb Music Makers. We were also talking with Bill Russell. He is going to be performing next Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the church at Huron City. He'll also have some CDs available afterwards if you enjoy the performance. I do want you to stay tuned. You are tuned to WLAW. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll pass along all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.